thanks for tuning into our fourth ElfQ Pod, where it's all money to your ears. I'm Ross Graham, your host. We've developed the ElfQ Pods to let our financial experts here at Eli Lilly Federal Credit Union share their knowledge with you. We hope you'll learn a lot and enjoy the show. This time, you've joined us at ElfQ.org for Money for College. You don't have to beg for it, part one. You have so many options when it comes to paying for tuition. Tricia Poplasian, a financial aid advisor with ElfQ, is here to help you better understand these options. So let's start this series by digging into scholarships and the free application for federal student aid.
Thanks, Ross, and thanks to our listeners for tuning in. Families must treat a college education as an investment in today's competitive job market. The networking channels, life skills, and knowledge and individual gains with a college education leads to more opportunities for future generations.
Tricia, a college education is expensive these days. I understand the tuition is increasing 5% each year, with the average tuition for a four-year public college reaching $9,000, and the average for a four-year private college reaching $22,500 last year. How can an education-seeking family find the funding they need for college?
Great question, Ross. And as I said before, we must think of a college education as an investment for the future and start planning and saving for it as early as possible. ElfQ offers many savings and investment plans for students and parents through its wholly owned subsidiary, LCU Financial Services. Members can get more information at ElfQ.org, or they may set up an appointment with one of our financial aid advisors by calling 317-277-7690.
What about the families that haven't saved enough in advance? Many families don't start thinking about college until their student starts high school. What are the options for them?
A good place to start is with the student. Academic performance and extracurricular activities such as community service, volunteer service, and sports may qualify the student for scholarships and grants. Students should start researching scholarships as a sophomore and start applying for them toward the end of their junior year. High school guidance counselors, parents' employers, churches, community organizations, private businesses, and scholarship websites are great resources. The next step beyond scholarships is to start searching for federal financial aid and federal student loans.
How would a student start searching for federal financial aid and federal student loans?
By completing the free application for federal student aid, better known as the FAFSA. The online version is based on the Department of Education's website at www.fafsa.ed.gov. You can also pick up an official paper FAFSA at local libraries, high school guidance offices, or college financial aid offices. I must recommend completing the online FAFSA because of the added benefits and convenience. It's faster and a lot more accurate. The most important thing to watch are the three major deadlines for financial aid. Those would be federal, state, and school. The federal and state deadlines may be found on the FAFSA website, but families need to call each school's financial aid office for their individual deadlines. By completing the FAFSA, families will find out what their expected family contribution, or the EFC, will be. This is the amount they will be expected to contribute to their child's college education. Financial aid might also be awarded.
Tricia, this seems like a great place to pause. Let's continue this discussion of the types of financial aid that might be awarded to a student in our next podcast. What do you think?
Sounds great, Ross. We'll have a lot to talk about next time.
Be sure to join us for part two of Money for College. You don't have to beg for it here at ElfQ.org. Meanwhile, if you'd like to explore the many ways your Eli Lilly Federal Credit Union can support you, call 800-621-2105 to speak with someone anytime Monday through Friday between 7:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. Thanks for tuning into the ElfQ Pod Network, where it's all money to your ears. We hope you'll come back to listen again.